Good Friday morning, church, and what a privilege it is to be able to start this day off together with you. You're the most important people in our lives, in God's Word. Okay, today we're in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 35, but today's reading is set within context of Jesus' farewell meal with his disciples prior to his arrest and trial. In ancient Jewish society, it was the duty of the servant to wash the master's feet, and here we read of Jesus taking on the role of a servant and washing the feet of his disciples. Jesus predicts his betrayal by Judas, and the chapter concludes with Jesus giving his disciples a new commandment about loving one another. And God's guiding word for us all this week has been love. So let's begin reading John chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. It was now the day before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father. He had always loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. Jesus and his disciples were at supper. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, the thought of betraying Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him complete power, and he knew that he had come from God and was going to God. So he arose from the table, took off his outer garment, tied a towel around his waist. Then he poured some water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" And Jesus answered him, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter declared, "Never at any time are you going to wash my feet." "If I don't wash your feet," Jesus answered, "you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, do not wash my feet only then. Wash my hands and my head too." Jesus said, "Those who have taken a bath are completely clean and do not have to wash themselves except for their feet. All of you are clean except one." Jesus already knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "All of you except one are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put his outer garment back on and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I have just done to you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do so because that is what I am. I am your Lord and teacher. I have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you. I am telling you the truth. No slaves are greater than the master, and no messengers are greater than the one who sent them. Now that you know the truth, how happy you will be if you put this into practice. I am not talking about all of you. I know those that I have chosen, but the scripture must come true that says that the man who shared my food turned against me. I tell you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. I am telling you the truth. Whoever receives anyone I send receives me also, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." After Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and declared openly, "I'm going to tell you the truth. One of you is going to betray me." The disciples looked at one another, completely puzzled about what he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting next to Jesus, and Simon Peter motioned to him and asked him who he's talking about. So that disciple moved closer to Jesus' side and asked, "Who is it, Lord?" And Jesus answered, "I will dip some bread in the sauce, and I will give it to him. He is the man." So he took a piece of bread and dipped it and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him, and Jesus said to him, "Hurry and do what you must." None of the disciples at the table understood why Jesus said this. Since Judas was in charge of the money bag, some of the disciples thought that Jesus had told him to go and buy what they needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. Judas accepted the bread and went out at once, and it was night. After Judas left, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man's glory is revealed. Now God's glory is revealed through him. And if God's glory is revealed through him, then God will reveal the glory of the Son of Man in himself, and he will do so at once. My children, I shall not be with you very much longer. You will look for me, but I tell you now what I told the Jewish authorities. You cannot go where I am going. And now I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. If you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. And today's key verse is John chapter 13, verse 34, where Jesus said, "And I now give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another." You know, beloved, the washing of the feet of Jesus' disciples by the Lord is a very interesting passage of scripture. And there are a lot of churches who practice foot washing, where the pastor will go ahead and put a towel about his waist, and he'll go about and wash the feet of the men of the church. Or ladies might do this in a ladies' meeting. But basically, what it shows, what it pictures, what it portrays, is that the leader has submitted himself to the follower. The teacher has submitted himself to the student. And if that's what the teacher does, if that's what the master does, then how much more each of us who are in God's kingdom. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, by your example, you have taught us what it means to serve one another. Give me a humble heart and open my eyes this day to those in need of love and care. As you have loved me, may I in turn love others as you have commanded. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together to an end. Join me Monday morning. We'll be in the Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 1, where the prophet Habakkuk complains of injustice. But don't forget, boy, Sunday morning's on the way. And if you can't join us in the church service for, you know, fellowship in God's Word, don't forget that Facebook is there, that that, you know, just the internet is there at your disposal so that you can participate in every part of the service. And so until we meet again, beloved, may God's richest blessings be yours.